American Johnny Spillane turned down an historic performance Sunday at the Vancouver Olympics. Spillane was the first American to win an Olympic medal in the sport of Nordic combined, that's ski jumping plus cross-country skiing. Members of the U.S. biathlon team believe their turn is next. Biathletes are the guys who ski cross-country and then shoot a rifle at a target. They are in action today at Whistler Olympic Park. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Jay Hakkinen remembers the discussion, actually more like a dressing down. Hakkinen, a veteran U.S. biathlete, had just finished ninth with his teammates in a biathlon relay at the 2006 Olympics in Italy. Early on, they led the race. Hakkinen wasn't happy that his team couldn't hang on. Here's what he said in that discussion with a few U.S. Olympic Committee members.
You see what the potential of this team was, and you didn't give us the support to do that. To get that medal. You didn't believe in us, and that's why we didn't get the medal.
The USOC got the message from Hakkinen and others tied to the biathlon program that more money equals success. Going into the 2006 Turin Games, the USOC gave biathlon $250,000 a year. After Turin and the discussion, funding tripled. This season, biathlon got $1 million. The money has brought in world-class coaches and technicians. Late last week at the practice range at Whistler, Tim Burke steadied his rifle, pulled the trigger, and hit the target again and again. The 28-year-old Burke is the most visible return on the USOC's investment. This past year was his, and by extension U.S. biathlon's, breakout season. Last December, he became the first American to be ranked number one in the World Cup standings. Currently, his world ranking is number five.
I think it's years of hard work coming together.
But if there is one particular reason for his success, Burke says it's his shooting, much more consistent this year, thanks in large part to Armin Auchenthaler, a world-class shooting coach hired away from the Italian national team with some of that USOC money. Burke says Auchenthaler has helped with the all-important transition moments in a race, when the athlete skis up to the range, takes the rifle off his back, shoots, then skis off again.
Basically, he choreographed the movements that I'm doing there and made everything much smoother, and I'm saving a second or two every time I come in to shoot.
Auchenthaler had Burke practicing the movement constantly, not just at the range.
In my apartment at night, hundreds of times with the lights off or my eyes closed, so it totally has become something that's second nature for me.
Apartment practice is just part of the work regimen installed by biathlon head coach Per Nielsen. He was hired in 2006, and in a quiet Swedish kind of way, Nielsen applied a figurative cattle prod to the U.S. team, veteran Jay Hakkinen.
I mean, I think if he could get away with it, our training would be digging ditches until we hit China. I mean, he's a traditional Swedish worker.
Nielsen figures the workload he imposed is about double what the team was doing when he arrived. He calls the low level of training when he started with the U.S. surprising. Despite America's low status in the biathlon world, Nielsen saw potential.
It was like a white picture, and you can paint, and they have followed the guidelines, and that's great to see also.
In 20th place, 2 minutes 16 behind, 20th position.
The Vancouver Games were to be the unveiling of Nielsen's painted picture. In the first biathlon event, a 10-kilometer sprint, American Jeremy Tila finished ninth, the best Olympic result ever. But Tim Burke and a number of competitors got caught in a sudden snow squall that killed their times. Burke, who finished 47th, called it the most unfair race he's ever been part of. The bad news? Positions in today's event are determined by the sprint results. The good news? There are more events after today. More chances for U.S. biathletes to have a Johnny Spillane medal-winning moment and to remind the Nordic world they belong. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.